Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today we start a new chapter, the chapter on intercession. This word shafa'a comes from the word ashaf. Ashaf, we know, means even numbers. So in Surah Fajr you say wal fajri wa layalin ashri wa shaf'i wal watri. Wa shaf'i, even numbers, wal watri, odd numbers. Therefore witr is called witr from water. Water means odd numbers. So witr is 3 rakats, so therefore it's called witr because of the odd numbers. Anyway, this intercession, what does it mean? This even number, okay, firstly, why is it called shafa'a from even, or from the word even number? The root word is ashaf, which means even numbers. Because a person, before intercession is made on his behalf, in our colloquial terms, what is this intercession? Intercession, sometimes a person is say, in our colloquial word, we say, put a word. One person tells another person, put a word for me, or put a word for him. What it means? It means intercede on his behalf. So here Shariat is showing us that sometimes one person may have a very good taluk, relationship with another person. And somebody needs some work done. So if you intercede with that person that you have a good relationship with on behalf of this person who needs his work to get done, that also is very rewarding in Shariat. All you did was you put a word. You went and you spoke to the person on behalf of someone. For example, an employee needs to go for Hajj. And now he needs to get leave. Now you know that boss of this employee very well. The employee comes and speaks to you and says, please, I speak to my boss. I need to go for Hajj. Or I got some commitment, some family commitment. I need a few days leave. Or whatever it is I need, can you please speak to my boss? Now because of your relationship with the boss, you go and approach the boss. You know what, make a plan. Let him go for Hajj. He's going, he needs to go, it's important. Or he got this work, or he needs something. Please see how you can help him, how you can assist him. All you did was you just put a word. In Sharia, this is something that is very, very great. We'll see as we do the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam also recognizes that just putting a word is something so good. So therefore, when we get an opportunity to help somebody just by putting a word, obviously it must be something that is good, something that is genuine, something that is useful and helpful for the next person and for both parties, then you should do it. Or sometimes you put a word, somebody is interested in going to see a certain girl, and she please put a word, or can you speak to somebody, whatever. So there's so many different ways of this, as we say, putting a word or interceding on behalf. قال الله تعالى مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever intercedes in a beautiful manner shall receive the share thereof. You interceded on behalf of that person. That person went away for Hajj, for example. His boss gave him leave. Now all you did was you went and asked, give him leave, his boss gave him leave. Allah Ta'ala is giving you a share of the Hajj of that person that is gone. Why? Because you just interceded. Or you went and spoke to the principal of the school, said, let allow the Muslim children to go for Jummah namaz. Allow them to go for Salah to the masjid. Allow them to perform or read Salah in the masjid. Or read Salah. Now what will happen is that, for example, the principal allows those children to read that Salah, to go to the masjid for Jummah Salah, go to the masjid for the Zuhur Salah, whatever it is. Those children going for that Salah, you getting the reward. All you did was, you went and spoke to the principal, you spoke to the landlord, you spoke to the boss, you spoke to whoever it is. So whoever you spoke to, you just did a little bit of speaking. After that, all that reward is coming to you. So beautiful Shariat is that sometimes you don't have to do the action yourself. You don't have to be the one that's gone for the Hajj. You don't have to be the one that is coming there at that moment to that masjid for Salah. You're going somewhere else. But you're getting all that reward just for utilizing that ability or that relationship that Allah Ta'ala has given you with a certain person to try and intercede on someone else's behalf. So this is what this ayat is saying, that whoever intercedes in a beautiful manner shall receive a share thereof, whatever the reward is. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاه طالب حاجة أقبل على جلسائه فقال اشفعوا توجروا ويقضي الله على لسان نبيه ما أحب متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that when a person in need would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would turn to those sitting with him and say, intercede on this person's behalf. So when anybody had a need and came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever was sitting on with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would tell the people that this person has got a need, intercede on his behalf. In other words, request on his behalf. After that, in the next part of the hadith, is that after that, whatever Allah Ta'ala's decree is, that is what verdict I will give as the Rasul, as the Nabi, that is what verdict will come out of my mouth. But you, before I can give the verdict, you intercede on behalf of this person that is making the request, teaching us and teaching the Ummah. it is something good and useful to intercede on behalf of somebody who has a need. One of the reasons we explain why it's called even numbers, or comes from the root word even numbers, is the person was alone, and now when he intercession is made on his behalf, now he's got somebody there to assist him, to help him in his work. So he's no longer even, he's no longer odd, alone. He's now even, there's somebody else to help him. Or ulama explain that in a situation like this, you've got a person in an inferior position and one person is in a superior position. Now by you going and making intercession on behalf of a person, what will happen is the superior person now will help the inferior person. So there are two people that are assisting each other. It's now even. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that intercede on this person's behalf and you will be rewarded. Allah Ta'ala thereafter decrees whatever he likes on the tongue of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one more short hadith to finish up this chapter, so we'll quickly do it. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma fi qissati Barira wa zawjiha qala lahu an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam lo raja'atihi qalat ya rasulallah ta'muruni qala innama ashfa'u qalat la hajata li fi rawahu al-bukhari. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that with regards to Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha and her husband, her husband's name was Mughith. Now Barira radiallahu anha was the slave of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was the slave woman of Hazrat Aisha, like the servant of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she was married to a person by the name of Mughith. And this Mughith radiallahu anhu had great love for his wife Barira. What had happened was Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha was freed. Now in Shariat, what happens when a woman is freed, she has a choice whether she still wants to remain in that nikah with the slave man that she was married to. She gets the choice. So she chose that she doesn't want to remain married to him. But he had so much of love for her that he would walk around the streets of Madina Sharif and he would cry and he would wail out of missing her so much. It was his wife. But she didn't want to remain in that marriage. She didn't like him, so she didn't want to remain in that marriage with him. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates with regards to this woman Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, that and her husband, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, why don't you take your husband? Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, now what he did, he interceded on behalf of the husband, told her, why don't you take your husband back? In other words, in a nice way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam, look at the style. He was the Nabi of Allah. He could have told her, take her back, or take your husband back, or live with him. He didn't say all that. He says, nicely, why don't you take? In other words, like a suggestive tone, so this doesn't become something compulsory. It was just a suggestion from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching us that when we're interceding, we shouldn't impose, we shouldn't extort, we shouldn't put pressure on the person, we should ask in a nice way. If the person accepts, he accepts, he doesn't accept, we don't hold any grudge in our heart. All we did was we interceded, we put a word. We shouldn't feel it's wrong that the person that is now asked for intercession must feel that this person will be upset. Should never be. If he's happy to allow for it, he allows for it. He doesn't, he doesn't. This Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us practically. He says, why don't you take back your husband? So she replied me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, no, I'm not commanding you. I'm only interceding. I'm only making a suggestion. I'm only making a request. I'm not commanding you. So she replied, I have no need for him. She didn't want to take him back. So this shows us also that this is the style of a person that is interceding. He does it with humility. He does it with kindness. The ayat of the Quran, may yashfa shafa'atan hasanati yakul lahu nasibun minha. Whoever intercedes in a beautiful manner, he gets the reward. Otherwise, what will happen is people will put pressure on other people unnecessarily. This is not what is required. Where a person in a nice way can go and request Allah, if it's not acceded to, you did what you could do, and the rest is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.